time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. You got something to say. Hit us up on that line and unleash. There might be some people unleashing on Machado for today. Let's see what we got today.
The Philadelphia sports teams are like the girl at the bar that sits next to you, rubs up against you, lets you buy her drinks all night long, and then when you take her home, she jumps out of the car into her boyfriend's arms. I'm tired of getting pumped and getting, like, led along. We're not getting Machado. We didn't get LeBron. And quite frankly, I could care less.
Listen, it happens, man. It happens. You get, especially in sports, you get whispers that come out and reports that come out, and you start salivating. You go, wow, that would be really nice for this city and nice for this team. And then it doesn't happen, and it's disappointing.
You've got to pull the trigger for Machado. You can't hold back somebody who may be good later in life. Here's a list of people that the Phillies threw down our throats, told us they were the next best thing, never panned out. John Mayberry, Jesse Biddle, Don Brown, Gavin Floyd, Philippe Amat, Michael Taylor, Vance Worley, Kyle Drabik, Tommy Joseph, Darren Ruff, and Cody Ashey. That's all the proof you need.
Well, none of them were as highly touted as this guy. John Mayberry. He wasn't Philly's prospect. They got him in a trade.
But he went to the minors. Wasn't he like the Schilling trade or something like that?
To Mayberry?
Yeah.
They got him from Texas.
Oh, all right.
You gotta love the city of L.A. They're so great out there. They just know what they're doing. The Rams landed all them top-notch free agents in the offseason. Eagles got nobody. Let's see, LeBron ended up going to the Lakers, and Sixers got nobody. Now Machado is going to go play for the Dodgers, and the Phillies got nobody. You got to love it.
No, I don't really love it, to be honest with you. But it doesn't mean the Phillies can't get somebody this year to help their winning drive here, the playoff drive, and then next year sign a free agent because they have the money. Yeah, possible they can get Machado next year or Bryce Harper.
Let the Gabe Kapler thing go. He may make some decisions you don't agree with, but we're in first place. Let it go.
You know, who's been talking about Gabe Kapler? No, we haven't had a Gabe Kapler complaint line recently.
The callers that come in here and there, I guess he's responded to them.
Oh, all right. No, I mean, even the callers. There have been, except for Dave, Center City, and he's out of his mind.
I wish I was in Matt Klentak's office right now. I tell him to open the wood blinds, look across the street at Lincoln Financial Field, and tell him the man who runs that organization, he's going to be elected for the rest of his life. And he doesn't pull this deal off, he's
going to
be looking for a new job in 3 years.
No, he's not, because they're in the lockstep. The whole organization's in lockstep. Middleton's in lockstep, too. Andy McPhail, who I don't know what he does, except walks down the hall and says, I'm Andy McPhail, and I wear a suit and tie. And I haven't figured out what his purpose is right now.
Thank God we're not getting Kawhi Leonard, whatever his name is. So overrated. He had a lot of good players on the team with him when he played. That's what made him so good. He didn't make the other players any better. Overrated. We don't need him.
Well, you know what? Thank God that I don't have your eyes. That's the only thing I can say to that.
Hi, this is Bob Cordell. We didn't get the high-priced ball player that we wanted. But that's all right. We'll wait until the next big name comes by, and we'll also miss out on him.
Interesting call, since his name is Joe Cordell, but maybe you're clever enough if you're trying to mix Joe Cordell with Bob from Tennessee, who calls this show. Tell me that's what you were going for there.
Say what you want about the Nationals and Bryce Harper, blah, blah, blah. You do got to take a step back as a sports fan and appreciate that. His dad pitching him on the home turf wins the home run derby from behind whatever, how many amount. Gotta love that's just an example. Successful dad in a sportsman's life. I love it.
Oh, the competition was spectacular. The dad pitching baseball, I don't get real sentimental about that kind of thing. I just like the home run part of it.
Let's give the Orioles Cisco, give them Franco, couple other prospects. People take Jahlil Okafor, too.
Yeah, Jahlil's long gone, unfortunately. We can't use him as a peg. What? Why?
What's going on with Jahlil? There's a new story that there's a very good chance he will be out of the NBA completely.
That is amazing. It really is that he can't stick in the NBA.
You trade a 19-year-old prospect who has a prospect to be a major league player for a 25-year-old all-star every time. 11 times out of 10, you make that trade. That's easy. The guy who's called screaming and yelling about people don't want to play for the Phillies in Philadelphia, Machado ain't trading himself. It doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it is possible that they did put Sixto in the deal and it was too late. I don't know. I've been told that they didn't put Sixto in the deal. So that was the hang up for the whole thing. So we'll find out eventually.
Thank God I had my beloved president tell me to not pay attention to fake news. You know who the fake news is? You're the fake news. Machado coming to Philadelphia. Just like LeBron coming to Philadelphia. Fake news.
Now who was that supposed to be? Who was he imitating?
I have no idea. I was trying to place it. I couldn't. Natalie, did you place it?
No, I was thinking about it, too.
Wow.
No clue.
Well, it's a good thing our president is buddy-buddy with Putin. I kind of like that.
Oh.
For all the fans in this town who've never seen Sixto Sanchez throw one pitch, telling me how great this kid is going to be or how great this kid is when they've never seen him play, is ridiculous to me. You know what I've seen? I've seen Manny Machado make, what, 3 or 4 All-Star teams? Go out and get Machado. That's what they need. Stop worrying about holding on to some prospect that's 5 years away.
Where was all this sentiment in the last 3 weeks when people were scared to death to deal away Sixto Sanchez? What happened? Did the world turn upside down?
I'm a Mets fan, and that 2008 season by Jimmy Rollins is historic. He had 29 home runs, had 100-plus RBIs, hit very well. I think he hit 290, something like that. I mean, he was amazing that year, and Utley never even came close to those numbers that he had that year. Utley's okay. He's way overrated.
I don't think he's overrated. I think he was an excellent player, and whether he's a Hall of Famer is another story, but I agree with you on Rollins. Those numbers, well, it was his MVP year in 2007. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Southern.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at elkinschevrolet.com.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.